So they will be kicking off or receiving, pardon me, to our left. So they'll be going from north to south. Union will be kicking from right to left. That is from south to north. Noah Rauschenberg is going to kick against this wind, and it's going to be somewhat of a howling wind. I'm a little surprised at the lack of crowd here. I thought we were going to have a whole lot more folks out for this game, Zach. Maybe the cold weather has something to do with it.
Yeah, I think the cold weather may have something to do with it. Also, that the game may be televised has a little bit to do with it. But I really thought that kind of fill it up, especially with BA really putting the challenge on this year.
So a couple of guys back deep, Isaiah Jacobs and Dylan Poole. They will be back near the 5-yard line. You can even see how windy it is because it's blown the leaves around the corner from over by the old buildings there onto the field down there. Rauschenberg will kick off. Davis is going to hold this thing because the wind has blown it off the tee. So we're set to go here in the second half. Noah approaches, puts the foot to it, and this one's a little longer, but it's going to be held up, and it'll go to around the 5-yard line, to the 15-yard line, to the 20, 25-yard line, and he'll go down right there. That was Isaiah Jacobs on the return. Taken down by several of the Redskins there, but I think the first guy there looked to me to be probably Ettrick Logan. That was Dawson Proc. All right, so nice job, Dawson. So it'll be first and 10 for Broken Arrow. They'll be at their own 28-yard line. And, you know, with the early adjustments here, you always want to see if you can make something happen pretty quickly and surprise the other guy.
Yeah, you got to make some really quick adjustments at halftime and say, what weren't we doing? And let's go ahead and take it down the field.
So here we go, getting one underway, second half, 7-0 Union, and Broken Arrow will have it first at their own 27-yard line. Lafayette Wright in the shotgun. He's going to hand off to Cortez, and he jumps over the first pile and got hit by Patrick Fields. Cortez just leaps over a group of guys. I think Jordan Kelly was one of those before Elijah Tomlin and Patrick knocked him down. That's going to be a gain of 2. It'll be second and 8. That was a pretty athletic 2 yards.
It was. He got up in the air, and it's always a little bit dangerous, especially in the middle. On the outside, not so much, but if you're in the middle, there's a lot of people right there around you.
Good job by Elijah. Now at their own 30-yard line, just underway, second half, 7-0 Broken Arrow, 2nd and 8, pardon, 7-0 Union, 2nd and 8 for back to pass is Tomlin. Throws to the left side. That's going to go out of bounds. Nowhere for Lafayette Wright to go. The Union does a nice job of covering anybody downfield. It's going to be 3rd and 8, and there's just nowhere to go to.
Nowhere to go, but the really confusing part, I guess the piece that was, I don't know, the defensive lineman didn't get off a block, right? So there's no one really chasing him except for Raper.
So 3rd down and 8 for Broken Arrow. Just underway, second half. Union leads 7-0. Tigers at their own 30. They need the 38. They send Kaiser to the far side. He has 1 catch today. To the near side comes Client and Nagy. Lafayette right set. Back to throw. Right looks. Fires now to the left side. Caught by Cortez, and he's going to be taken down by Raper short of the first down. JT McLeod got there, and then a host of Redskins got there. They'll mark him at the 33, but that's going to be about 5 yards short. It's going to be 4th down and at least 4 or 5 now for Broken Arrow. So a good first stand by that Union defense.
Great job, again, getting outside into the flats and covering that back out of the backfield. That really stung them hard early in the season where they weren't able to cover the back out of the backfield in a flood, and they did a great job getting out.
And it's hurt him a couple of times today, but they're covering it better now. Roger Hayes on the kick, standing at his 20. Landon Wood back at Union's 30, and he's backing up because of this wind. The snap is a good one. Hayes runs to his right, and it's partially blocked. The ball is going to go forward to around the 38-yard line, and Broken Arrow will take care of it right there. That was Cameron Watts who got his hands on it and knocked that thing down. The other guy back there was C.J. Harris. So a brilliant play by Union right off the bat in special teams, and they have wonderful field position. Now at Broken Arrow's 38.
We haven't said enough about special teams and how critical they are to be on point for big games like this. And that was a bad snap, and the punter had to step to the right to get it. Well, he stepped to the right, and Cameron Watts made a great rush to the outside and really had a perfect position for the block.
10:32 to go, 3rd period, 7-0 Union. First possession for the Redskins. They need to take advantage of it. The 38 of Broken Arrow. 2 receivers to the far side. Wilson and the other guy, of course, is Avery Alverson. In the shotgun, once again, is Thompson with Darius Boone to his left. Peyton's going to hand to Darius on the left side. Picks his chest. Got in the room. 25, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Darius Boone. Oh, that offensive line up front. Stromberg and Barnes blow it open 38 yards, and it's 13-0 Redskins.
Huge play there in the middle. Outstanding job by the line. And Boone does what he does best, and that's really just be patient to wait for that thing to open up. And he's giving the trucker call right now. He got that thing wide open by the line of scrimmage.
Well, great job again by Stromberg, Barnes, Fort Gallego, and Roland. Really good job up front. And you're right, that little patient move when he kind of jumped to his left a little bit, he now has 100 yards and that touchdown. Noah Rauschenberg on for the extra point. He punches that through with no problem. 10:24 to go, third period. Union, a little breathing room. 14-0 Redskins here in the third period of the 6A1 semifinals. This is Union Football and KRMG.
Just like in sports, life is unpredictable. And that's why at State Farm, you can count on me for whatever you need to protect you. Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Matt McCoy. Our office is located here at 81st and 129th. Let me and my team sit down with you and review your current insurance and find out if there's something that you're missing or you're not protected with. We would love to help you and make sure you're protected for life's most unpredictable moments. You can call us for an appointment at 918-615-6634 or come by 81st and 129th.
Life needs a little color, a little fun, and a whole lot of variety. The answer? Sanders Nursery, Broken Arrow. Acres of the best grown flowers, plants, and trees in the area. Whether your thumb is green or not, the Sanders Nursery team will help you garden like a pro with a huge selection that's sure to help create your own garden paradise. All at unbeatable prices. Give your home a lift with Sanders Nursery, Broken Arrow, Green Country's ultimate gardening destination.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Back at Chapman Stadium, kickoff from Rauschenberg. He bounces along to the 20-yard line, picked up by Broken Arrow and taken out to around the 34-yard line. The guy that picked it up out there was Drew Posey. So it'll be taken down right about the 33-yard line. Union's touchdown drive is one play, 38 yards. Takes only 8 seconds for Darius Boone to get that 38-yard run. And that, of course, gives him the 100 yards. It's now 14-0, the Redskins, here early in the third period, 10:17 to go. Obviously, same play. They blocked it a little bit different, but a nice job.
Yeah, great job by the line of scrimmage, and the big man opened that thing up and then just powering through for Boone.
Second possession for Broken Arrow this quarter. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 33-yard line, right in the shotgun. Fakes to Cortez, rolls to his right, throws, and that ball is caught at the 40-yard line by Client, and he's going to get forward for a first down. Taken down by Daylon Figures, and Patrick Fields jumped in as well, but that's good for 12 and a first down. They'll move it to the 46-yard line of the Tigers.
And that was just out the fingertips grasp of Elijah Harris. So great throw there by the quarterback. The only place that the receiver could catch it and make some yards.
14-0 Union. 10 minutes to go in this third period of the 6A1 semifinals. Two receivers go far side. One of those, of course, is Kaiser. The other one is the man who just made that catch, Client. And the shotgun once again is right. He's going to hand to Cortez around the right side. And, oh, Jordan Kelly just grabbed him right there. Nate Raper was there. Tomlin was there. Jordan Kelly just reached out with a big old right arm and said no. Throws him down for a gain of 2, second and 8.
Jordan Kelly, I think he likes these cooler games. He's fired up today and really just dominating the line of scrimmage, getting huge push and making some big plays.
Well, and he was being blocked. He just reached that big old bare arm out there and knocks him down. They're going to give him a little further than I thought, so it's going to be a gain of 3, second and 7 for Broken Arrow at their own 49. Right under center in a complete fullback type set. He fakes, now runs to his left. Right's going to be across midfield, and he won't go much further there. JT McLeod knocked him out at around the 48-yard line. So he's going to get about 4, and it comes to a very interesting third down, and actually they gave him about 2. So it's going to be a very interesting 3rd and 4. The ball will be at Union's 48. They need the 44.
We haven't seen Wright run it too much today, but that's just a naked. They call it a bootleg or a waggle. He goes to the count, faking the counter trap there, and then just takes off running, hoping to catch Union off guard.
Well, when he came into this game with only 96 yards rushing, you didn't think he'd have much. He'd do it very often. 14-0 Union, and a big 3rd down and 4 coming up now for Broken Arrow. Straight back to pass is right. Throws to the right side to Cortez. They've got him around the 45, and they take him down. He's short of the first down. Elijah Tomlin was the first guy there. Cortez will almost always make that first guy miss, but he couldn't make Elijah miss. And they're going to mark it. Well, they marked it really close inside the 45, but it is 4th down. It's going to be 4th and about a half yard there. So with 9 minutes to go in this third period, trailing 14-0, Broken Arrow has a big decision.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to take their time and make their decision, but I think they're going to go for it.
Ball just inside the 45. They just need the 44, so it's less than a yard. B.A. Hagling right next to the line of scrimmage. Wright's going to come up in the under center. Double tight end and an offset back. Wright is going to sneak in himself and has the first down. Wright gets to the 43-yard line before he got taken down right there. And that's a smart play. There's no reason to turn and hand that thing right there. Just get upfield. Jordan Kelly once again is there. The other guy there, Darius Murdoch. First down, Tigers.
Yeah, that's the right call. It's, go get it. There's only inches that they needed for that one. So good job there picking it up. But, tough defensive series here for the Redskins. Got to make a stop now.
14-0 and 44 seconds to play. Third period. 1st and 10 now, though. Broken Arrow at Union's 43-yard line. 3 receivers go far side, 1 to the near side. So 4 wide for Broken Arrow. And 1 man in motion. He's going to throw quickly to the left side to Kaiser, but he dropped the ball. And Union's got had in, it was J.T. Minot, it was Landon Wood who came flying up there, and he just got popped by the receiver and knocked down. And had Kizer made that catch, he might have had some room.
Yeah, Kizer had plenty of room in the flats out there, but really probably looked downfield and tried to get a little too eager before he had the ball in his hands. Always something you need as a receiver.
So second down and 10 now for the Tigers. 8:30 to play, third period. 14-0 Redskins. They scored on their first possession of the quarter. Broken Arrow went three and out on their first. Tigers will stick with four wide receivers. Kizer far side to far side there. There's two there, two here. The near side, right with the snap, straight back to throw. Fires left side, and the ball caught by Kizer. He comes back to the inside of the field, and he's going to be taken down right near the first down line. I think they're going to give him the 33 and give him the first down. Boy, one of the guys back there was Isaiah McGuire. He peeled back from that tackle spot to make the tackle. They're going to mark it short.
And I thought he had the first down by just the catch in the spot where it was.
I thought so, too. But they're going to mark it short. They're going to make it third down in just a few inches for Broken Arrow. They're just outside the Union 33. They'll need the 33 for the first down. They go once again, go double tight, right in the shotgun with Cortez to his right. There's the snap and the hand to Cortez, and he's got the first down and a little bit more. He's going to go down to around the 30-yard line before Nate Raper and the guys wrap him up right there. So with 8 minutes to go in this third period, Union's up 14-0, but Broken Arrow is driving. And remember, the Tigers are not terribly good in the third quarter. They've been outscored 117-42. It's their worst quarter.
Well, I was going to see there, it's third and short.
They gave him the first down.
Yeah, I expected the backers to come up and blitz on that when they didn't, and Nathan Raper met him at the first down marker instead of in the hole.
Kewan Tolbert will be the single setback. First and 10, Broken Arrow at the Union 30. Wright turns and hands to Tolbert, and he gets across the 30 down to around the 27-yard line. One of the guys there was Spicer, also Cade Brown. But this Broken Arrow offensive line is now moving Union a little bit. That's a gain of a couple, second and eight.
And they're not big holes, but they're really getting through them. They're just making enough room for the running back to make some adjustments and get downfield just a little bit.
Got Darius Murdoch up front, Kenya Walker, and, of course, Jordan Kelly, and they are not running toward number 88. Second and eight for Broken Arrow. Now at Union's 28-yard line. They need the 20 for the first down. 14-0 Redskins. 7:20 to go third period. Wright in the shotgun. Again, Tolbert to his left. Wright pump fakes. Now he wants to throw deep. Now he's being chased. Wright's going to have to hurry, and he's going to throw that thing out of bounds. Braden Spicer was chasing him. When Jordan Kelly was chasing him, he kept rolling. When Braden Spicer came over, he got rid of it, and they dropped a flag. They may call him for grounding.
Well, he's clearly outside of the box, but
they are going to call grounding. Now, the referee, Darren Foster, made the initial indication, but let's hear him make this call.
I'm more familiar with college rules just from the time, but high school is different than college if you're outside the box.
Now, they are walking backwards, is Broken Arrow. They'll put it back around the 41. Here's the call.
It's the Randy with the offense. The 5-yard penalty, loss of down.
So it will be third down, and that moves the ball all the way back to Union's 41-yard line. So this is third and 21 for Broken Arrow. 7 minutes to go, third period, 14-0 Redskins. Wright in the shotgun with four receivers, Tolbert set to his left. Wright straight back to throw, looking, fires, and that ball is going to be caught by Matt Kizer at the 25-yard line. Kizer struggling, and cannot quite get the first down.
Still didn't go down.
Patrick Fields shoves him out of bounds around the 23, but that gives Broken Arrow an opportunity to go for it. Boy, that Kizer young man would not go to the ground, and it's going to be fourth and two.
I like the route call there. They go with the outside combo, and the inside right guy rolls out, sets a hitch down, and Kizer comes around to a post and sets it down and really had a wide open area there to catch the ball.
Boy, Broken Arrow or Union gave him a lot of room. So now it is fourth down and just about 2 yards to go. The ball at the 22-yard line of Union. In the third period, 7 minutes to play, 14-0 Union. Under center is Wright. Cortez back in the game. He's going to fake to Cortez, run to his right, now throw it out, and it's incomplete. They tried to throw to the outside to Kizer Newell, and he could not get it there. Elijah Tomlin on the pressure, and Broken Arrow turns it over on downs, and that is a big, big play.
Humongous defensive stand there. I guess Elijah either saw that on film or just had the right call on defense. He blitzed right into that, so they motioned the guy in, which usually they're going to run towards him, and they actually fake the handoff and throw to the outside in the flats, and great job there by the defense.
So that's a 12-play drive for the Tigers that got them nothing. First and 10, Union at their own 22-yard line, leading 14-0 with 7 minutes to go in this third period of the state semifinals, game number one. Alverson will go far side. Moore and A.K. Wilson to the near side. Once again, Darius Boone the setback. They'll go traditional tight end with Harris on the right. Peyton Thompson in the shotgun. Broken Arrow with four up front. They're going to fake the handoff. Peyton is back. He's going to go deep. He's trying to go to Alverson down the middle, and that ball is incomplete. Alverson was double covered. The first guy out there was Gary Mossop, and the two of them got tangled up and it fell down. Now, I don't think that's a poor call at all, but Peyton cannot throw to the guy that's double covered.
No, that was a couple things there. And Avery got a little bit easy on that double motion route, so he probably should have sat that down and sold it harder. So they just stayed deep on him, and that was double coverage and nowhere to throw, and it just run into one another. That's a great no call.
Well, quite honestly, Santa Fe gave everybody the tape on that last week by just playing deep and saying you're not going to go deep on us. Second and 10 Union out there on 22-yard line, 6:59 to go, third period, 14-0 Redskins. Four wide for Thompson. He's going to hand to Darius Murdoch. Darius has got some room, 25. Darius cannot get away from a tackler there. At the 28-yard line, Zach Marcolisi got a hold of him, and normally he's going to break that tackle. Marcolisi, though, is terrific. He does not, and it's going to be third down and about four at the 28.
That's an outstanding tackle by Marcolisi. He left his feet to get a hold of Boone and didn't let go, so he definitely did an arm tackle. It was the first one I've seen in a long time.
Another big, big third down play, this time for Union at their own 28-yard line, third and four. Hand off to the right side to Boone. Got a lot of room. Across the 30, Darius Boone has the first down. What a terrific job by that offensive line. Austin Carr on the tackle. But the right side of that line, Roland Gallegos open it up. First down, Redskins at their 35.
Yeah, that's a huge hole again. They bring over Quentin Barnes again and lead it open, and that thing is wide open and enough room for Boone to create.
So at their own 35, first and 10 Redskins. Three receivers this time, more to the near side. Alverson and Wilson to the far. Thompson in the shotgun, straight back to pass. Looking. He's going to throw wide open to C.J. Moore. Makes the catch at the 35, but he is dumped right away. Zach Marcolisi with another terrific open field tackle. That's good for three. But again, normally CJ will break that and go for 20.
Yeah, he usually runs right by that guy. And Marcolisi, absolutely, you just cut him low and took a great shot at his legs and took his feet from under him.
So we're going to call it a gain of three. Now at their own 38, methodically, Union moving the football. They'll need the 45 for the first down. Three receivers, Harris to the slot on the right. Now Harris moves right to left. Quick handoff, to Darius Boone. And Marcolisi tries to make the tackle and does, and a flag comes down, and that's going to be a hold. Lawrence Harris was trying to block. He was just a machine. Not only did Marcolisi make the tackle, the flag's also going to be on Boone trying to block him.
Yeah, that's unfortunate there. That was clear from up here. He had a hold of the shoulder pads, and they weren't going to let him get away with that one. Looks like they want to decline that from the other side.
Well, I would decline that if I'm David Alexander, because that loss is going to take the ball back to around the 36, and it's going to be third down and nine, and at least you give them one play to make the first down.
Yeah, I think I like the decline there and lost it down instead of
the penalty.
Somebody needs to tell the referee that his mic's hot.
Super hot.
5:35 to play third period. Union 14-0, but they now have a big third and nine at their own 36. They need the 45 for the first down. Alverson to the far side. He does not have a catch today. A.K. Wilson to the far side. C.J. Moore to the near side. Lawrence Harris, the tight end, on the left, and Darius Boone set to the left of Peyton Thompson. Broken Arrow showing blitz, and here they come. Thompson back to throw. Now he's going to have to run up, and he's going to be taken down. Peyton didn't get anything out of that. Devin Clayton was the one that brought him down. He did get to around the 36. Man, that's going to be about it. And, you know, nobody really helped him out either. His receivers didn't adjust routes very much.
No, they didn't. He didn't have a whole lot of place to throw the ball and really trying to get up inside. And I think he was probably going to take off and run for that when we haven't seen from Peyton much.
So here comes the punting team. Farquhar on to kick this thing away. Back to return the punt. Looks like it's going to be Zach Houck. He's going to be standing around the 40 because the wind is against Farquhar. But this is a terrible punt. Oh, Farquhar hit that off the side of his foot, and it goes nowhere. He kicked the ball from the 38-yard line. The official's walking up. He's walking up. He's going to mark it at midfield. That's a 12-yard punt. So it's not disastrous. It wasn't blocked, but it's not a great kick, and Broken Arrow will have wonderful field position. 4:44 to go in this third period. 14-0 Union, and the Tigers have a great chance.
Yeah, and you don't ever want to give up field position right at midfield or in your own position, but that's just unfortunate. The punt didn't go their way, and got a short field to run at here.
So Lafayette Wright and Cortez have some time. The ball set at the 50-yard line just below the big Tulsa logo here at H.A. Chapman Stadium. Three receivers, two to the far side. Wright in the shotgun. There's the snap, straight back to throw. Right, looking, middle of the field. He makes the throw, and it's caught at the 45. Forward to the 40, almost to the 40, is Isaiah Jackson. But there's a flag down over at the 46-yard line. Also, Nate Raper's getting up slow. Patrick Fields made the tackle. This flag's going to be important. Let's find out what the officials say here. They're going to gather and talk about this one. And the Broken Arrow team is going to gather right around them because they're right at midfield. I don't see any applauding from Broken Arrow. Now every official's there. We have a quorum.
It's out in the space, and I don't know. It looks like maybe...
It's going to be illegal lineman downfield.
Yep.
And in that situation, boy, that lineman had to get down there fast because that was a pretty quick call. So Union will take that, obviously, and they'll mark that ball back. Should go to about the 40-yard line of Broken Arrow, another 45.
There's a lot of pressure around Thompson's right, so I would have thought maybe the linemen were back there.
Let's get the call from the official. That is Darren Foster. Well, he's going to ask one more question, and now he's going to make the call, and the teams won't be able to start yet. Well, Foster won't make the call this time. Well, here he goes.
Here's the offense. It's a 5-yard penalty from the previous spot. Loss of down.
He called illegal touching.
So someone had to touch
someone
the ball.
Someone had to tap the ball on the way out. All right, at any rate, it's going to be second down now for Broken Arrow at their own 45-yard line. They'll need 15. Reverse, they're going to hand off to Kaiser, and he is swallowed behind the line of scrimmage. Nick Jones was right there. Kaiser had no shot. That's a loss of another 11, and that's going to take it back to the 36-yard line. And Broken Arrow has third down and Taco Bell.
You know, I tell you what, that just gashed a wound there. You don't want to do anything crazy on a second and long, and they tried to get fancy and really had to pay for it now.
Well, but Nick Jones has played better and better. And remember, the big great thing about him is he's a junior.
Yeah, I keep watching that guy continue to grow, and I'm excited to see him next year as well.
So it's third and 25 now for Broken Arrow. At their own 36, they need Union's 40 for the first down. Five receivers for Lafayette Wright. Here comes the blitz. Wright's going to have to hurry. He steps aside one guy, and he's going to be taken down from behind by Jordan Kelly. He missed Nate Raper, and then Jordan Kelly would not give up, and Wright goes down. That's going to be I don't know it's going to be a sack. I think it's right back at the line of scrimmage, but it's going to be fourth and forever, and Broken Arrow is going to have to kick.
Good job for Jordan Kelly coming to the game today. Really, really showing out. And remember, they got the ball at the 50. Now the ball sits at the 40, the 36. So it really only went backwards for this series.
All right, so here comes the punter, Roger Hayes. Landon Wood on to return for Union. He's about the 30-yard line. Hayes has the wind with him, and his first punt was tremendous. This kick is going to be much lower, and it's going to bounce. It's caught. No, actually caught by Landon at the 40-yard line. He won't get much, but he got there to the 40 and probably saved Union a lot of space right there. So the Redskins will take it at their own 40-yard line, and after a terrific field position start for the Tigers, they go backwards and turn the ball back to Union.
Yeah, so after, like you said, they pick the ball up at the 50. When they get the punt off, now Union drops at 40, so it's a 10-yard net difference in where they grab the ball and where Union's going to take over.
3 minutes to play in this third period, 14-0 Redskins, and a couple of things come to mind. Union's only has three more minutes against the wind. If they can hold this football to get to the wind, we're going to be in good shape. We have a timeout on the field. 3 minutes to play third period, Union 14, Broken Arrow nothing. Redskins have it next on KRMG.
What if every time you paid with your debit card, you were helping Northeast Oklahoma school kids? It's so easy. All you need is a checking account with TTCU Federal Credit Union. Every time you use your TTCU School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to our schools nearly $1 million so far. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Rick Corey, and you don't have to wait for Black Friday pricing. It's already here at Amini's Galleria, the home of the Copper Dome. Here are just a few of the things you can get right now at Amini's. Buy a pool table and a shuffleboard table. Get a set of theater seats free. Buy a set of theater seats, get a foosball table, and pick up an air hockey table free. Or how about this, a massage chair. Who doesn't want one for the holidays? Get a free air hockey table. These deals only go through Black Friday, so you must go now. Bring your family back together again with the home of the Copper Dome. It's all at Amini's Galleria on 71st, just west of Memorial.
Stadium for the 6A1 semifinal game. Number one, Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Richard J. Johns, and a couple of extra Coreys. 3 minutes to go here in the third period. 14-0 Redskins lead over Broken Arrow, and they have it first and 10 at their own 40. They'll send two receivers to the far side, Wilson and Avery Alverson to the near side, C.J. Moore. In the shotgun, Peyton Thompson, Darius Boone to his left. Hand off to Boone, straight up the middle. Darius bounces to the outside, and he's hit right at the 40. Pushes across that. He got about one. Mark Alesi again on the tackle. He's a machine.
And a junior. He is a machine. He's making plays all over the place. And really good fundamentals. The kid comes up outside, forces it and things inside, and is an athlete enough to just make a play.
Well, and then Acock, the young ninth grader, the freshman, has been terrific as well today. Second down and 9 for Union, now at the 41-yard line. Taking their time here, trying to let this clock run down in the third period so they can go with the wind. A.K. Wilson's going to be the far side guy. Wilson's going to be in the, in the Wildcat, and he takes off, and Mark Alesi makes the play, and he loses a yard and a half. You can tell, unquestionably, Broken Arrow has been in the playbook.
Yeah, they've been, like I said, if, once you lose enough times, you kind of start studying those by formation, by yardage, and the, you start kind of pinning down what they're going to do. So they've been students of the game for sure.
AK was in the Wildcat there. That's a loss of one, and now it's third down and 10 for Union. 2 minutes to go, third period, 14-0 Redskins. And I think we're going to have a timeout called. No, they actually wanted to set the play clock again. The official's trying to get him to set it now. They set it, and here we go. So a big third down and 10 for Union. They're throwing against the wind if they were to throw it. Broken Arrow with four down. Two linebackers set far away. Four receivers for the Redskins. Thompson in the shotgun. Boone steps to his left. Thompson back. Back has plenty of time. Now he's running out of time. And now he's going to throw it. It's going to be caught by C.J. Moore, but he'll be knocked out of bounds at the 45-yard line. It was Austin Garrison who knocked him out of bounds. And Garrison did a nice job. He collided with C.J. first. Knocked him off his route and then makes the tackle, and Union will have to kick it away. That's a gain of only four. It's fourth and six.
Yeah, it's a heads-up play. Again, good coaching. You're in the rush lane, in the linebacker area. You can put your hands on the receiver for that short period of time, and so it threw CJ off his route enough to not get the first down.
Farquhar, who did not have a great kick last time, is going to try to get a better one here. He's standing about his 30-yard line. Hauk back to return it. There's the snap. Farquhar runs. Now he gets rid of it, and it's blocked. He kicked it right into a Broken Arrow player, and the ball's still careening around. But it doesn't matter who picks it up. It's Union or Broken Arrow's football, and it goes out of bounds around the 45-yard line. And, you know, if you try to do that rugby kick like Farquhar did, it's okay to hold it a little, but he kicked the guy square in the helmet. You got to get it up a little higher.
Yeah, you got to get it outside of that rush end, and they didn't do it. And Farquhar kind of paid for it there. He went to go pick up the ball as it was careening on the ground, and he went to bend down and pick it up. Someone grabbed his feet, and then number two came over and just plowed him.
So it'll be first and 10, Broken Arrow, trailing 14-0 with a minute 36 to go in this third period. They'll be at Union's 45-yard line. Two receivers, one to either side, tight end and a short slot. Cortez will be the running back. Lafayette Wright will turn and fake to him. Wright back, wants to go deep, looking, has all kinds of time. Now fires, and that ball is intercepted. No, then dropped. There's a penalty flag down at the 30. Matt Kaiser's who they were trying to go to, and you got to think that's probably a hold right there. Cade Brown is over there. See, Landon is over there. Nate Raper is over there. Daylon Figures is over there.
He had about a year and a half to throw that ball back there, and it's surprising they didn't have something wide open.
Well, Union did not come with the blitz. They only rushed three. We'll get the call here in a moment from Darren Foster, the referee. But this is going to be against Union. They still haven't made even an indication. Here we go.
Got holding. Yes, it EPS. That's a 10-yard penalty.
10-yard penalty and a first down. So it'll be first down, Broken Arrow. They did call a hold out there. They'll move it to the Union 35-yard line. 1:29 to go, third period, 14-0 Union, but Tigers are threatening. Stack receivers, three, kind of a triangle or a diamond out to the left side for Wright. Cortez to his right, first down. He's going to hand to Cortez, and he's got nothing. Darius Murdoch was one of the guys there. He got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. We'll call it second and 10. Clock continues to run here in the third.
Trey Thompson came as a rush, a blitzing linebacker off that same side, so blitz right into it. Again, they've run those trips into the bunch receivers to the left three times, and they've ran it all three times out of that.
Nate Raper and Spicer in on that tackle as well, and looks like Braden Spicer might be, looks like his left leg or knee might be an issue as he's trying to flex that. Second and 10, Broken Arrow, Union's 35-yard line. Inside a minute to play, third period, 14-0 Redskins. Three receivers new to the left side for Lafayette Wright. Wright has the snap, looking. He's back. He wants to throw the screen, and he does so. That ball's caught at the 35-yard line, to the 25-yard line, down to the 20-yard line is Isaiah Jackson, and he is gang-tackled right there by Union, but that's good for 14 and a first down. Patrick Fields will be credited with the tackle, so will Trey Thompson. But a nice little delay screen for Broken Arrow gets them 15 yards and a first down.
Yeah, little slip screen, kind of sweet little action there. They haven't seen that come to them yet. They've run to the tight end or the running back, but that one comes to a receiver as a delay screen and really was wide open.
So it'll be first and 10. They actually got 16 on that. They'll be at Union's 19-yard line, trailing 14-0. Here comes the Broken Arrow Tigers. Lafayette right under center. Turns and hands to Cortez on the left, and Cortez is going to be bottled up. And it's the ball's ripped out by Patrick Fields, but he can't get to it before it goes out of bounds. Patrick Fields, the Oklahoma commit, was the first one there. He did exactly what he should. Made solid contact, held him, then ripped. to it. No gain, second and 10.
That guy's got a knack for the ball. An athlete, that's not always the easiest thing to do. You really have to slow down the play in order to get the secure tackle and rip that thing out like a lawnmower. And Fields does it better.
Patrick
does it better than anybody I've seen.
Second and 10 now for Broken Arrow at Union's 20-yard line. Just inside it. We'll call it the 19-yard line. Tolbert now the single setback. Back is right. Fires to his left, and that ball is incomplete. Trying to go out there to, I think, Devin Clayton. No, actually was trying to go to Logan Matthews. And what's interesting is Trey Thompson was out there running toward the play, never looked at the ball, but he shielded the receiver and he never saw it.
Yeah, it looked like it went right underneath his left elbow. And I don't know if he was more worried that Trey was going to hit him or he was going to catch the ball, but either way, he dropped it.
Third and 10 now for Broken Arrow at Union's 19-yard line. 16 seconds to go, third period, 14-0 Redskins. Obviously a big couple of sets of downs here. Only 12 on the play clock as Broken Arrow breaks the huddle. Four receivers, two to either side. Lafayette right in the shotgun. Has the snap. Looking. Swings it out to the right side to Tolbert. Tolbert gets it by one guy and fumbles the football. It's on the ground. Union has it. Daylon Figures has it. It was Landon Wood that knocked it out of there. The completion was not going to be for a first down, but Landon lit him up. And at the 12-yard line, Daylon Figures comes up. It's the Redskins football.
Got to hang on to that football. That's a huge play for the Redskins. They're driving down just about to run out the quarter and really needed to come up with something quick, and that'll do it every time.
Well, that was not going to be a first down. It's a terrific play, but it was going to be short, probably fourth and three, and Broken Arrow was going to have options.
Clearly, field goal easy, right? Yeah.
No, field goal and easy. Remember, those don't go together. First and 10, the Redskins, though, at their own 13-yard line. They lead 14-0. They're only 8 seconds to go in the third period. Union comes with four wide receivers, and once again, Darius Boone, who's gone all the way at the tailback spot. Thompson hands to Boone on the right side, and he's going to get to the outside, but got nothing. He lost two. Kaiser Newell in the tackle. That's going to knock it back to around the 11, and it's going to be second and 12, but that will end the quarter. Well, one thing you have not seen all year long is 27 going backwards, and Broken Arrow in this quarter has done that. What can they do in the fourth? Union leads 14-0 coming up to quarter four of state semifinal action, game number one. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
Are backyard pests stealing from your bird feeders and robbing your feathered friends of the nutritious gourmet food you got them from Wild Birds Unlimited? Wild Birds Unlimited has several smart solutions to put a stop to seed thieves. Shop today at Wild Birds Unlimited in the Kings Point Village Shopping Center at 61st and Yale.
Wild Birds Unlimited, we bring people and nature together.
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on.